Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Sonia Wilson, an oil seed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Sonia.
Thanks, Bruce.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. What did we see over the past week and where?
Well, what we saw was some isolated rainfall across Manitoba, and it definitely varied by region, but the western parts of the southwest and northwest regions received the most rain. So it ranged anywhere from zero or not receiving anything to about 41 millimeters over this past week. The highest rainfall was at Ruthenia.
Just how important was the rainfall received over the past week? What is the moisture situation overall? And how much variability are we seeing at this point?
So we are seeing rainfall was very, very much welcomed by all regions that received it. And we are seeing in the east, northwest, and Interlake, where we're sitting at for a 30-year average from May 1st to this Tuesday, which was July 22nd, we are sitting at below 50% of our normal rainfall received, and much of the central and southwest regions are at about less than 70% of their typical 30-year average. So especially the Interlake and West Interlake region have had a couple of RMs declare agricultural emergency, especially as related to cattle livestock. So that would be the arm of St. Laurent and arm of Fisher at this point. And so rainfall is really needed there at this point.
How is crop development coming along, and how does that compare with the typical year?
Yeah, so overall, we are seeing in terms of crop development across the province that it's moving forward. We had if we take a look at our cereals across the province here, our winter wheat and fall rye are still sitting in the grain fill stage at this point, but moving quickly toward harvest, especially in central region. The majority of our corn fields are sitting from the vegetative 8 or V8 stage to tasseling. And we are also seeing that the earliest seeded spring wheat fields are reaching grain fill stage as well, with a lot of the Fusarium head blight, if not all, fungicide applications being complete at this point for wheat. Also, our barley and oats are ranging from head emergence to grain fill stage, depending on seeding date. And the spring wheat quality ratings have been updated on the crop report in Table 3. But overall, we're looking at about 61% approximately of the crop rated as good at this point. If we turn to look at oil seeds, right, we have a wide range of seeding windows. So the earliest seeded canola is fully potted and moving forward, and the later seeded or reseeded fields are sitting at an early bolting. Most of the fungicide applications for Sclerotinia and canola have also finished. There may be a few later fields, though, that are moving into that 20 to 50% flowering. And when we look at our flax and sunflowers, most of the flax is in late stage flowering, with the earliest seeded fields with bolls. And we also see our sunflowers reaching R1 to R3 staging as well. When we look at pulses and soybeans, the field peas are flowering and the most advanced fields have pods that are continuing to develop. And the earlier seeded soybeans are in the reproductive 1 or R1 to R3 stage, but the later seeded are still sitting at the vegetative or V5. And then when we turn to look at forages and livestock, which have been top of mind, especially in some of those regions I mentioned earlier, we saw that if there was rainfall received in the pasture over the past week, that it was very helpful and pastures responded quite well to it. But again, the pattern of rainfall was inconsistent and scattered. So it wasn't blanket across most regions. Producers overall had a good week for harvesting seed in terms of quality, but general yields are ranging from average to below average, especially with those older stands producing less than was expected at this point. We're also seeing that some hay fields have alfalfa weevil seeding, and in most cases, a second cut for beef herd is not expected, whereas dairy producers are currently harvesting second cut, but again, yields are lower than potentially expected. And some producers have turned to harvesting native hay as well. So with the low-lying areas being quite dry, so able to harvest from there, and again, lower yields than were expected there at that point.
What are we seeing at this point in terms of weather-related crop damage, and what are the factors there?
So at this point, the kind of top of mind areas, just with the lack of rainfall, as I mentioned, are kind of that west interlake region or interlake area, and some points in the eastern and northwest. So at this point, we're just waiting to see for crops where they will be kind of sitting at and what the conditions that are to come in the next few weeks. Whereas with the forages and livestock, that is top of mind in terms of production there.
What will be happening in the fields over the next week or so?
So it will most likely be a quieter week with most of the fungicide applications wrapping up, but depending, of course, on your seeding date. So we'll most likely, depending on your region, look to, in the next few weeks, do some harvesting of the winter crops, and as well just see all crops move along in maturity with warm temperatures we're potentially expecting.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Only thing I will add is that there have been reports of grasshoppers in the northwest region. So there have been some fields needing to be sprayed, and also a few reports in the interlake for grasshoppers as well. So I would just keep that top of mind. But overall, I think that's a good update from this previous week and what's progressed.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.